Stuart, well done today. We've been saying for a number of weeks you just want a scruffy, scrappy, 1-0, scruffiest goal of all time. Is that the scruffiest, scrappiest goal you have ever seen in your career?
It's got a few, it's getting worse than that.
And who are you giving the goal to?
Jones, having seen it again.
It is Jonesy's goal. I went to see the referee, so it's give it to Jonesy. And I would take your point. I think I looked at their team today, and they've obviously saw our, you know, the game the other night, and they've not played the two midfield boys that play in the middle of the park. They've gone for 4-4-2 to get it in behind, and their front four are a handful. They're good players. I thought we're going to have to defend well today, and basically it was back to basics. When I used to play, it was 4-4-2 against 4-4-2, go win your battles. And I think, you know, 1-0 half time, it was scummy, but I thought second half the amount of player we had going towards that goal, we deserved the victory. I know it wasn't a great game, but I certainly think we deserved the win. I don't think you can deny that, because I thought we had some chances where we've missed the target when we should have done better. But listen, the bottom line is it's 3 points, and the desire, I said before, it, you know, there's all different ways to win games, and I know too well there's all different ways to bum and draw games. But today it was about the result, but the determination, the desire of the lads to hold on to that victory today was superb. And so pleased with the fans, because I'm sure even though they're enjoying turning up and supporting the team, you know, we always want to see a win now and again, and thankfully that's what we got.
Few nervy moments, because you could and maybe should have won it 2-3 with, you know, a great chance for Tim DeYoung at the end.
Yeah.
I see from here that you were cursing reaction.
Yeah.
We never do it easy though, Stuart.
Never. Said that to him. They put us through the ringer, don't they? But and I've got to say, Tim's a really good finisher, especially we do that in training. He comes off his right and he normally bends it in the corner, but he got a bit excited with himself. And you know, as I say, when that final whistle went, a little bit of relief, because they start throwing the goalie up and anything can happen. But I think, I've no doubt, second half performance merited the victory, but it would have been a sore one if we'd have lost the goal. So, and again, I'm only just walking up the stairs and people are telling me scores. Just shows you, there's no gimmies in this league. You know, there's been another few tight results gone again today, and a few draws. So, you know, we just concentrate on ourselves, and it's another step nearer to where we want to get to.
Jones and Wyke started together today for the first time. How pleased were you with that partnership?
Yeah, I looked on for the first 10 minutes. I know Jonesy were blowing, you know, because he's only had a week's training after being out a month, and we wanted him to play at, you know, high action levels. Just get what their front two did to us, we wanted our front two to do to them. Not so much Charlie, but Charlie be the middle one, and Jonesy playing the shoulder, and Gilly and Marsh also play higher up and try to get him behind, because it wanted a game today for playing it into feet and bumpy and bobbly. It was to get him turned, get him behind, get crosses cut back. So yeah, I did. I think we always had, we spoke as a staff, and prior to the MK Dons game, I always looked at this game and thought they would come and play with Forrester and Grant sat in front of the back four. And it's hard, like, for a Billy Clark or a Jordy to come in there, or a Nicky Law to come off the line and get in there. So it was always in his mind to go with two out and out wide men if Marsh was going to be fit, and to start with Charlie and Jonesy. So I think they did fine.
We know you're now getting match analysis at half-time and full-time for the guys who are sat just behind us. How much is that helping you, particularly at half-time, and what is it you're looking for from that?
I've got to say, it won't get better. We'll use it more. But at the moment, every game, no matter who we play, if it's Bury, Northampton, their analysis guy is on, and the manager's usually looking at, just so that when he comes to the press, you can say it was never a penalty kick, or that was this, that was this, and that was this. So it's
well, you can tell us who scored today, can't you? There you go.
Well, I even watched it, I still couldn't tell who scored, so I had to go to the referee. But yeah, I'm just using it for things like that to make it a bit clearer when we come out. But there is also things that we look at. We're not at the stage where these Premier League clubs, where you get it in the dressing room and you look through things, you can go into it too much. But say, for example, we'd lost three corner kicks and they had two free headers, and you can sometimes look at half time and go, right, listen, we'll swap markers, you do that. You know, there wasn't that much there, because it was a little bit of a scrappy affair. It wasn't anything glaring. We knew Taylor, said to Mike, you're in for a tough game today. He's got pace, even though he's a stocky little guy, he comes inside and he's quick. We know Madison wants to come in on his left foot, you know things like that. Mikael Smith will play him behind. Nichols is a sharp boy, the midfield too. But I thought our midfield too today were excellent. I thought Vince Lott and Cullen, not only the player, but again, we'll go back to it, there's not many leaders in the game today, but we've got two of them in the middle of the park, and they were outstanding for us.
Do you think Josh Cullen was thinking, this is a scruffy, scrappy game, I need to entertain the crowd with some drag backs and Cruyff turns?
Well, he's learnt the Cruyff turns from myself and the shooting and the shooting from Kenny, because his shot was an absolute, probably the other way around actually. But it's do you know what it is? It's enthusiasm and appetite for the game. That's, and when it gets to this stage of the season, as I say, you come out to the park and you know you've warmed up on it, and it's difficult. It's not lush and green and the sun's on your back. So that's when it comes down to character. And we've got some big characters in that dressing room, and lads who have got the desire and determination and drive to stick together. So, you know, we know, we don't need reminding. We haven't tried to draw the last six out of seven games. And I said last week, you know, if we could pick up 4 points out of the next two games, try to take the pressure off the MK Dons game. But as my daughter said to me today, but you've only just heaped it on now because you've got a win today. So, but anyway, we got the four. We've had four from the two previous and we've four from these two. So if we can keep that going, we won't be far away.
So it's four the target then for the next two away games, which are Coventry.
I'd love to get four against Coventry next week. No, again, it's a gate. I know they play rugby on it, and you know.
Well, their pitch is going to make yours look like a crack green bowling green, isn't it?
This is like Hampden. We don't say Wembley, Hampden. You know, this ours looks like Hampden compared to Coventry. But listen, you take out that lad's mind, and you're playing a certain way. You know, you can't play 10 passes across the middle of the park. You've got to get it into areas that are going to hurt teams. And we will mix and match between now and the end of the season, because we'll go to Scunny, who's got a decent pick, Sheffield United, Charlton, you know. And you take everything into account, you know, how your players are training, how they're playing, how confident the man are in, what formation you might shake it up with. And just as long as everyone, when they get over that white line, give everything they can. And that's what the lads are doing, backed by, again, you know, fantastic support.
We said that about the Scunny pitch. I saw it last week, actually. All down one side of it, the near side of the main stand, is quite badly cut up.
We'll deal with it. But the main thing is, we got what we wanted today, sent the supporters home happy, and we move on now to Coventry.
Are you pleased to have got a clean sheet today as well? Because it's first week in January.
Yeah, we talked about that. I think the lads were just trying to save the chairman some bonus money, because I know a lot of the lads are on clean sheet bonus money. And I said to Charlie at the end, Charlie, surely you're not on clean sheet bonus. He went, oh, not sure. I said, well, you're on everything else, and surely our centre forward was on a clean sheet bonus. You know, that would be struggling. But it was. I always said rather win 4-3, but you know, for the defence and the goalkeeper and everybody, you know, to come off the park, because we had a lot of early season, you know, and the way they played, sometimes teams will come and play one striker and probably won't put much threat on your goal. But we knew that they were starting up today. You know, they've got threats in the top end of the park, so it's even more impressive to go away with a clean sheet today.
Nicky Law missing out today because of injury. What's the situation with him?
Yeah, he's tweaked his medial knee, but we're hoping it's 7 to 10 days. I was always resting Lawsley today. I mean, he'd have been on the bench naturally, but I was always going to give him a little rest today. It's nothing too serious, and we'd be hopeful that he would be available for selection for next Saturday.
Gilliard, though, he's hit the ground running, hasn't he? He played pretty well at Fleetwood, but last couple of games he's looked very, very comfortable. It looks like he's been here all season.
Yeah, he's done terrifically well. He's doing everything asked of him. He swapped wings today, and it's not only his desire to get back in. He won a, you know, he looked as over he'd run it, and he won a 50-50 when we needed to. You don't often get that from wingers, but he's got that as well about him. He's got a bit of desire and heart, with a lot of ability. And it's just enjoying, which he should do, because he's at a fantastic club, and he's in a dressing room that's got a great dressing room. So he's doing really, really well.
And you'll get to enjoy your weekend now as well, won't you?
I certainly will. I'm going to go. I think I'm going up to Scotland now. I'm going to go and watch the boxing, and enjoy that.
Who's going
to
win?
You better get. Who's going to win? Get better motor now, then.
Yeah, who's going to win the boxing, Stuart? Go on, give us a prediction. While we're on a roll.
One of the boys with the gloves on. a couple of weeks ago, I thought, oh, Bellew, Everton, I'd not bothered who wins, but I'd like it to go the full distance and be a real, I don't say bloodbath, but a real boxing match.
Yeah, real,
you know,
scrap.
What I mean? But Haymaker just looks too big, doesn't he?
Yeah. I don't think he'll need gloves.
Yeah, right. Good. Cheers, lads.
Right. Safe trip. All right.